Representative Carlos Jimenez asks Homeland Security to deport over 100 alleged Cuban regime members. By Christian K. Caruso on March 21, 2025. Representative Carlos Jimenez, RFL, on Thursday announced that he sent a letter to Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Cristy Noem, urging her to immediately investigate and deport alleged members of Cuba's communist regime presently living in the United States. In recent years, members of the Cuban diaspora living in the United States have repeatedly denounced the discovery of dozens of Castro regime repressors and human rights violators living in the United States after taking advantage of immigration policies implemented by the administration of former U.S. President Joe Biden. In August, the Foundation for Human Rights in Cuba, FHRC, a non-governmental organization, documented more than 115 members of Cuba's communist regime moving to the United States since February 2023. In his letter to Secretary Noem, Rep. Jimenez urged DHS to enforce existing U.S. law to identify, deport, and repatriate the suspected Cuban regime operatives, stressing that they pose a direct threat to our national security, the integrity of our immigration system, and the safety of Cuban exiles and American citizens alike. Currently, regime agents who previously upheld the Castro dictatorship's brutal policies have exploited U.S. immigration laws to gain entry into our country, the press release read. These Cuban regime agents must immediately be identified, investigated, and deported. The letter continued. The Cuban Adjustment Act and other humanitarian immigration programs were designed to provide refuge to those fleeing persecution from the oppressive Cuban dictatorship. Unfortunately, there have been several reports indicating that individuals with direct ties to the Communist Party of Cuba and the repressive state security apparatus have successfully gained our immigration system, gaining entry under false pretenses. This is an affront to the principles of our nation and a direct insult to the many Cuban exiles who have sought freedom in the United States. Rep. Jimenez attached a list containing the names of over 100 individuals believed to be Castro regime repressors currently residing in the United States and their respective affiliation to Cuban state institutions. The list was compiled based on testimonies from victims of the communist officials and FHRC's extensive public list of known regime associates. Some of the individuals listed include Tomas Emilio Hernandez Cruz, an alleged former Cuban intelligence official detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, in Miami last week. Hernandez Cruz is accused of obtaining legal permanent resident status through fraudulent means. Another individual listed is Manuel Menendez Castellanos, identified as a former member of the Cuban Communist Party and former direct underling of late communist dictator Fidel Castro. Menendez Castellanos entered the United States in August 2024 through a program known as the Cuban Family Reunification Parole and is believed to reside in Florida. The list also includes Luis Raul Gonzalez Pardo Rodriguez, a Cuban pilot allegedly linked to the death of four American citizens in 1996. The Cuban pilot entered the United States in April 2024 through the Humanitarian Parole Program, an initiative launched by the Biden administration in 2023 that allowed up to 30,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans per month to request entry to the United States. Other individuals listed include Aurelis Casanola Quintana, an alleged former president of the Municipal Assembly of People's Power on the Isla de la Juventud Island who entered the United States in May 2024 and reportedly requested asylum out of fear of socialism. Rosabel Rocas Ampedro, a suspected Cuban regime prosecutor accused of issuing excessive convictions against peaceful demonstrators, also appears on the list. Like so many in our community, I was forced from my native homeland of Cuba shortly after the communist revolution, and it is absolutely reprehensible how agents of the murderous Castro regime have gamed our immigration laws to infiltrate our country, Rep. Jimenez said in the press release. I applaud President Trump and his administration for the swift action in recently apprehending an intelligence agent of the Cuban dictatorship living in South Florida. And I look forward to continuing working closely together to identify, detain, and repatriate these despicable fraudsters living in our country, he continued. The U.S. congressman stated that he will continue to work closely with DHS to further identify agents of terrorist regimes such as Cuba's Castro regime, Venezuela's socialist regime, and the communist regime in Nicaragua. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.